you not only change your mind to be, you know, born again from unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ, you also change your mind, you know, perception. Why am I? Ask yourself this question. Why do you struggle with the things you struggle with? Like, let's just, I'll use the one that's most prevalent for men, probably men that are watching, pornography. Why do you struggle with that? Why do you struggle with it? Start to break these things down, even write them down. And if you're given reasons that are against the doctrines of Christ, against the example that Christ set, you need to change and do what Christ said is correct. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Bibleline, and I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and this is the third video in our series about the real solution for mental health. The first video, I shared with you the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that is where we find victory over all of our sin by simple faith in Him. And in the second video, which aired last week, we talked about the new man and the old man and how they're both residing in us. We talked about this being our old man and this being our new man. And in today's video, as you see in the title, this is our progressive sanctification. We're going to be progressively growing as children of God. Again, not to prove that we're really children of God, but to show evidence of faithfulness. This is bearing fruit. And we titled this Learning to Choose the New Man. There are 3 points here, and I don't really have any preliminary remarks, so we'll get right into it. The first point I want to discuss is, as a believer, we are connected to Jesus Christ and can grow in Him. And we're going to look at John 15:1-5. Jesus is talking to His disciples here, but we know from John chapter 17 that He has a prayer of intercession for all of those who would believe on Him. And if you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, you can know that this principle of bearing fruit and growing is good for you too. John 15:1, He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the gardener, so to speak. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He, the Father, taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, those of you who have a little bit of a gardening background can understand the importance of pruning a tree back that's profitable and growing fruit, because you want it to grow back stronger and bear more fruit. It's not a punishment for the tree, but it's giving it more opportunity to grow. But you also know the trees that are dead, they're not able to produce fruit, they don't have any profitability, so they're discarded aside. Verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So a lot of people will ask me this question. They say, okay, well, you say walk in my spirit. How do I do that? You abide in Christ. You remain in Him. And there's a way to do that, and it's very simple. And we'll talk about it as we get through the rest of today's video. But it's not transforming the flesh. Notice that He says that. It doesn't say abide in self-transformation. It doesn't say start eating better. It doesn't say get more sunlight. It doesn't say buy productivity apps. It doesn't say rely on friends and family in a small group. It doesn't say go to therapy. It says abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, Jesus. Ye are the branches, believers. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. This is how we learn how to choose the new man. You have to recognize it's not going to church or just praying or just reading your Bible. It's staying connected to Christ. And this is through going to church, reading your Bible, praying, leading people to Christ. But the attitude, the intent is different. You do it because you love the Lord and you want to obey Him. You're not going to church to say, look at me, I went to church. You're not going to prayer meetings to be like, I just pray every day. I pray for everything. But inwardly, you're relying on yourself. Rely on Jesus. Call out to Him. And, you know, then seek what the Word says and do what it says. The second point here, the fruit is not evidence of salvation. It is evidence of spiritual growth. let's travel over to Colossians chapter 5. If you have Colossians chapter 5, you have the wrong Bible. But Colossians chapter 3 in verse 5 through 17. Paul is giving instruction here, and he says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." What does that mean? That those deeds of the flesh, he's talking to believers here, they still have a flesh nature. He says, cut them off. Stop doing them. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. By the way, coveting, you know, coveting mental health, coveting, you know, physical success, that can become an idol. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. Meaning when this is all you had, and some of you, that was just a couple of weeks ago, you just put your trust in Christ. This is all you had was this sinful nature. But now ye also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Stop doing those things. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the bada bing, bada boom, the old man, the old nature. You've put him off in his deeds, verse 10, and have put on the new man. This is walking in your new nature, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Remember what Jesus said? Without me, you can do nothing. Paul's backing that up. This is renewed in knowledge of him that created him. That's Jesus. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, nor bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. You're a part of a new thing now, the body of Christ, and that is your new nature. Put on, therefore, see, there's an intended action for you to choose to deny this and put on this. As the elect of God, which you are the elect of God, you may say, how? You put your trust in Jesus Christ, and he's the elect. You're found in him. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind. I think this is where people mess up. They're like, oh, I'll show mercy, I'll be kind, but they're lifted up in their mind. It's not about elevating yourself. It's about lowering yourself, and not in a negative, you know, religious piety. You know, oh, look at me, I'm horrible. Oh, you know, and people even whip themselves to demonstrate how much they hate themselves. That's not what this is. That's a form of pride. It's just humbleness of mind. I think the best way to stay humble is to recognize how forgiven you are. I do that with myself. I run into a lot of different situations and circumstances where people are depending on me to help them. And if I'm not careful, that head can get pretty big. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking I'm somebody because I got Bible Line and I got YouTube. And No. I am nobody save for Jesus Christ. Without him, I'd be nothing. That's a great hymn. It's a good, accurate representation of that humility of mind. Meekness is the next thing, which is strength held in reserve. Long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. See how Christ is the focus? It's not even as I forgave my brother John Mark because we had a disagreement. No. Christ forgave us, so you forgive others. And you find that a lot of people go, I'm not going to do that. I will not. Boom, that flesh is showing. There it is. Imagine if God had that attitude towards us. We'd all be lost still. There would be no sacrifice for sin if God held it to that standard. But he offered his son and gives us forgiveness and faith in him. We now look to Christ as that example. And above all these things, now that means all those things, from verse 12 down to verse 14 here, all those things, what does it say? Put on charity, which is the bond, the glue of perfectness, of maturity. That's what it is. It's love. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So I see that as one and the same, loving and thankfulness. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word of Christ are the doctrines that he teaches, and that's all throughout the scripture. So you need to know your Bible. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I think singing's great. Now, don't sing all that garbage that's out there today. That's all the flesh. You go look at the top three songs. At the time of this recording, they'll probably change by the time this posts. You go look at the top three songs and ask if that brings praise, honor, and glory to the Lord. And if it doesn't, you ought to just... That's not Christ. Jesus is not in that message, so cut it off. That's of the flesh. Whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That's the attitude. I go to church to give thanks to my Lord. I'm not going there for the satisfaction of men. There's Brother Jesse. He's on week 51 of 52. Bless his soul. What is that? Come on. And if that's why you're going to church, Jesus says in some parables that he describes in Matthew and in Luke, you have your reward. Don't be like the man on the street corner that's praying and, you know, oh, I'm so glad I'm not like these prostitutes and publicans and wicked sinners. When the publican himself smote his chest and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said that man goes to his house justified. He put his trust in God. Careful. So it's a change of mind. You not only change your mind to be, you know, born again from unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ, you also change your mind, you know, perception. Ask yourself this question. Why do you struggle with the things you struggle with? Like, I'll use the one that's most prevalent for men, probably men that are watching, pornography. Why do you struggle with that? We're going to have many videos down the road that kind of address that very specific thing, pornography, but why do you struggle with it? Start to break these things down, even write them down. And if you're given reasons that are against the doctrines of Christ, against the example that Christ set, you need to change and do what Christ said is correct. This is walking in our new nature. Without him, you can do nothing. I'm here today because I've put my trust in Jesus Christ, and I've decided to submit and yield my life after what Jesus says. That's very important to understand. Third and final point, over the process of time, did you hear that? And some of you, that's a relief. It's a relief for me. Over the process of time, you will need to learn how to choose your new nature and deny your old nature. Now we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4 here in verses 17 through 32. I know, that's a lot, but I'm not going to skimp out on this series. Here's what we're doing. I'm trying to give you the tools, and then we're going to look at certain things that need to be fixed, but you need to know the tools first. It's like, okay, you need to grab a wrench here, hammer here, whatever. You need to understand, how do I address these actual problems, my real addictions and all that? How do I address that? You have to see what the Bible says gives us victory. We looked at a little bit of this in the second video, I think, but in Ephesians 4:17, it says, this I say for and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. That just means non-Jews. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. That's all this old nature. But ye have not so learned Christ. What does that? Because they've trusted in Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. 1 John 3:9, he's born of God, he cannot sin. Wherefore, put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Why did I go like this and this and this? Because you can see, he said it in verses 22 through 24. Put off concerning the old conversation, verse 24, put on the new man. All the things that I shook this fist at represent our old sinful nature. And you have to learn over the process of time, choose the right thing. Put away lying. Lying, as we saw in Colossians chapter 3, something of the flesh. Speak truth. You speak truth to your neighbor, you're walking in your spirit. And it's going to feel good. You know, like, You don't have to live in this shadowy, cloudy realm of, like, you know, just lying to everybody. We're members one of another, especially if your neighbor is a believer. Speak truth to them. Don't steal anymore. Okay? Does that mean the believer can steal? He has the ability to do it. Yeah, he does. Whoa. I mean, you know that. I know that. But the victory is not, I need to go to a self-help program. I mean, there could be some things in that. I know of one addictions-based program. But the whole message of that this addictions-based program that I support is to replace your addiction with your walk in Christ. It's not, you know, come to this program and all of a sudden things are going to get better. They teach the same things we're teaching here. And it's important to see that. There is a struggle between these two, and you're going to have to learn how to choose, okay? And then finally, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness bada bing bada boom. What's that say? Charity, love. For if these things be in you and abound, that means they continue because you're continually putting towards them, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Peter is recalling what Jesus said to him in John 15. You abide in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. You do these things out of the attitude of humbleness, meekness, serving Jesus, not man. That doesn't mean you're rude to man. You're not supposed to be a respecter of persons, but you're doing this for Jesus. Ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I like that. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten he was purged from his old sins. You don't abound in these things, this will consume you. It doesn't take you away from heaven, but you may even forget that you got this because you're so used to walking in that flesh. That's it for today's video. This will probably gender a lot of questions, and that's okay. Questions at BibleLineMinistries.org. You can email us, and we'll do our best to answer you. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.